Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Meiser Sheni, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Beis. Poidin Meiser Sheni, Keshar Hazah. We'll soon see what this means. But basically, unlike in the previous Mishnah, we were talking about someone who was traveling. This person is staying in one place. Still, there could be two prices. There is a wholesale price and a retail price. When you go into your grocery to buy a container of cottage cheese, you're going to pay the retail price. When your grocery buys that cottage cheese from the company that produces the cheese, he's paying a wholesale price. How come you can't get the wholesale price? Well, maybe you can, but you'll have to buy 50 containers of cottage cheese and you only need one. So the shaila is, I have here Meiser Sheni pears. I have to redeem it. What does it mean I redeem it? I take money, which has the value of these pears, and the kedusha of the money goes from the pears onto the money. So at what price? The wholesale price or the retail price? Zok the Mishnah, poidin Meiser Sheni. You can redeem Meiser Sheni kishar hazah, according to the cheap rate, k'moy shachen v'ni lakeach. In other words, the wholesale price, the price that the chenveni, the shopkeeper, would pay for it, loy k'moy shehu moicher, not the price that that same shopkeeper would sell it for. The price that the shopkeeper pays for it is the wholesale price. The price that he sells it for is the retail price. That's how the store makes money. But if you want to be paid the Meiser Sheni, you don't have to do the retail price. You are paid it according to the wholesale price. So the wholesale price for 10 apples is $1, and the retail price for 10 apples is, let's say, $10. Each apple is $1. When you're paid the Meiser Sheni and you have 10 apples, it's for $1. You take $1 and you say the Kedusha should go onto it. You don't have to take $10. Vayter says the Mishnah. In those days, a big business was money changing. Now, the money changer also has to make parnasa. How does he make parnasa? Let's say I come to the money changer and I say, I have small silver coins called mois. I want a seller. How many do I have to give you for a seller? He'll tell me 25. But if I come to him with a seller and I say, can I please have mois? Guess what? He'll only give me 24. That's how he makes money. So our Mishnah is telling us that a person who's exchanging his Meiser Sheni coins, he can use the 25 more rate. In other words, the amount that the money changer charges. If I came to him and said, how many mois do you need to get a seller? Not the amount that he would give me if I brought him a seller. Let's see the Mishnah inside. When you exchange, Zakta Mishnah, when you exchange Meiser Sheni coins, it's kemois shahasholchani pirate. It goes according to the amount that the money changer uses when he takes the change. When he takes the small coins to give back a larger coin. But not the amount that the shulchan is going to give when he takes together a bunch of prutais to give to a person in exchange for a seller. Because he's going to give him less, like we explained. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, we ain't paid the Meiser Sheni achsara, you cannot be paid the Meiser Sheni without actually measuring or weighing. In other words, you can't come into a store and say, let's say, I want to ask something, how much would you give for the Meiser Sheni in this pile, or the Meiser Sheni in my hands? My hands are full of these payrois. And let's say the shopkeeper will give his estimation, but you can't be paid the Meiser Sheni that way, even though we said before that we're lenient when it comes to be paid the Meiser Sheni, but there has to be a cheshbon. We're lenient with which cheshbon, but there has to be a real cheshbon, not an estimation. Zok the Mishnah, es shedam av yiduim, payrois, that everyone knows exactly what the value is for this. Yepada api eid echad. All you need is an eid echad. In other words, you go to someone who knows the prices and you say, okay, tell me, what is the price for this? I want to change it to money and take the money to Yerushalayim. Ve'es she'ein dam av yiduim. Let's say it's something that not everyone knows what the market value is. It's a hard thing to estimate. It's not something that stam a person that buys or sells would know. You need an expert. So zakta mishnah yipad al pishloisha. And then we're going to need 3 expert assessors to say, oh, this is our job. We know how to assess how much this is worth. And we're telling you how much this is worth. Even if one of them is an Ovid Kechavim, says the Ban Tanura. Now, what does that mean? I mean, you need a big expert to know, or, let's say, how much wine is worth, or these peiros, how much they're worth? Zak the Mishnah Kagan, for example, Hayayin Shakara. Let's say we have wine that began to become sour, or a peiros sherekivu, or fruits that began to, they don't smell so good anymore, they began to rot. Umoy shechliu, even coins. As we explained, in those days, coins had intrinsic value. The value of the coin depended on the condition of the coin. So if the coin started to deteriorate, it didn't have as much value. So these are things that you need an expert to say, let me tell you how much this is worth. And because it's hard to get it right, so for this, you would need three experts. So chazing over our Mishnah, when it comes to redeem Meiser Sheini, there's a wholesale price and a retail price. We're being makel, we're saying, you don't need that much money, you can use the wholesale price. Same as to when you're exchanging Meiser Sheini coins. So when you bring, let's say, prutais to the shulchani and say, can I have a sella? He may charge 25. When you bring him a sella and ask for prutais, he'll give you 24. That's how he makes money. When you're exchanging Meiser Sheini coins, you can also go with the lower rate. Even though we're being makel, but lemaisa, you have to have an exact cheshbon. You can't just estimate, well, how much do you think this pile is worth? You have to weigh it, you have to measure it. Something that is pretty much known, you can ask one person, let's say a shopkeeper, what's the price for this? Something that's more difficult to assess, let's say wine that began to become vinegar, peiros that began to rot, money that was corroded, here you would need three mumchim. By the way, we're talking about it started to rot a little bit, but you can still eat it. If it's not royal yachila, says the Derech HaMunah, then there's no Kedushas Meiser Sheni on it, and you would not have to redeem it at all.